This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Wolfman, Dracula movies, and Blackula. It's coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Nealon. Love that Kevin Nealon. He gives us warm, fuzzy feelings whenever he's around. Oh, years ago, I worked with him in Sanibel. But he doesn't remember me well. Hey, he's worked with lots of folks. Kevin Nealon.
Whoa, funny.
Kevin Nealon. I made no impression on him. Granted, I was terrible years ago. Everyone, Nealon. Whoa, Kevin Nealon. We love you, Kevin Nealon. Welcome to the Bob and Tom. He's not here, it's Chick Show.
Ah, that's so
good. Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We were talking about werewolf movies.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. And Josh gave us his list.
Are you frightened of werewolves, Tom?
I mean, man.
Yeah, now, what would scare you more? A bipedal werewolf or one that gets down on all fours? Does the werewolf or the wolf man scare you?
The wolf man always was scary to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What scares you more?
Oh, when they probably all on all fours.
Yeah.
I mean, just chasing.
Yeah.
The one that always scared me was the one that wore the big white and red striped suit in the movie. Where's Werewolf?
Yes. Yeah. Where's Wolf Waldo?
Oh.
Yes, how can we?
Maybe we should take this out of town, see how it plays.
Yeah, okay. Now, you also made a list of your favorite vampire movies.
Oh, I did. Yes, indeed. Number 5, Dracula.
The original?
Yes, the Bela Lugosi. I never drink. Vine.
Yeah.
Is what he says.
He offers wine to one of his guests.
And the implication is.
Yes. And then his guests say, whatever.
Yeah.
That threw me the V there.
Yeah. And he always dressed well.
Always. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, classy guy.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Did the classic voice for Dracula, is it? I need mulled vine. Is it because that's the way Bela Lugosi talked, or is it because?
I think one of the reasons they may have hired him, besides the look, is his accent. Because it whether or not it's true Transylvanian, certainly. But when you hear it, you don't question.
But he was Bela, but everyone says Bela. Is that the?
Yeah. But it's Bela. Yeah.
What is it with the hand thing?
The hand.
All the vampires that do this.
He's hypnotizing his
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Now, in later movies, you can tell, they can do effects with the eyes and stuff like that.
Okay.
So this was before they could do that, so he had to wiggle his fingers.
What year was that made?
Oh, that was 30...
God, I just watched it.
Oh, boy. I don't remember. But
vampires,
late 30s.
I submit the vampires are the most sexual of all the...
31. That's,
you're not wrong at all.
Terrifying creatures.
Oh, 31?
Let's see.
Well, you've got... I mean, when you were a little...
Frankenstein has a huge hog, obviously, but he doesn't really...
Yeah, well, Frankenstein was...
He's not smooth.
It says 1931.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Frankenstein back from the dead.
Right.
He's not sexy.
That scared me as a kid.
Werewolf, not sexy.
Vampires,
sexy.
Chick is dead on. They're all about sex.
They're all about sex. Yeah. He has so many wives, and he's always going after the pretty girls.
It's about losing one's innocence.
What's that? There's an orgy scene in one of those vampire movies.
Really?
Keanu Reeves.
That's right.
Licked on by three
redhead.
Yeah. Vampirettes.
Which one is that?
That's the Francis Ford Coppola Dracula.
Yeah.
Did that make it to your list?
Oh, okay.
It's not in my top five, but it's definitely worth a look. It's cool.
So back to your list. What else we got?
30 Days of Night with Josh Hartnett. Now, this is...
I've always been meaning to watch
this. The premise is so great.
Yes.
They're up in Alaska.
Right.
In one of those towns where the sun goes away for a month or...
Oh.
I think in real life it's 45 days, but in this it's 30.
You got to think vampires go there a vacation.
Yeah. Sure. So vampires went, we're going there.
Yeah.
Because there's no danger of sunlight, and they are just so vicious.
Oh,
they run and rip you apart. I mean, Christy, you couldn't watch this one. It's so gory, but it's a really good. Nosferatu is next, the original.
Yeah.
Is that a silent movie?
It is a silent movie. Yeah, the F.W. Murnau, and it is fantastic.
What did W. Murnau ever do to you?
I don't care. You know what? He
just said F.W. Murnau.
My great-great-grandfather was an extra on that film, and Murnau treated him like crap.
So
F.W.
Murnau. Yeah.
I feel the same way about the Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Hey, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
You're damn right.
I think Nosferatu is the scariest-looking vampire.
Oh, he is scary.
He's so insane, that Max Schreck actor guy.
No kidding.
He looks man.
You know what? And no makeup needed. Isn't that interesting?
Kind of. I mean, there's plenty of makeup, but yeah. And there's a great movie called Shadow of the Vampire where Willem Dafoe plays Max Schreck. It's about the making of Nosferatu.
Oh, okay.
And the notion in that movie is that Max Schreck was actually a vampire. That's a cool movie.
That's cool.
But Nosferatu needs... Did you ever see the Werner Herzog remake of Nosferatu?
I'm aware of
Klaus Kinski.
Yeah.
It's okay. And they're making a new one, Tom. It comes out Christmas. And I'm really excited about that.
Just in time for Christmas. Nosferatu.
The guy who did The Witch and The Lighthouse.
Oh, that guy.
Is it
The Northman?
Holiday version of,
no,
of Dracula?
No. They always, sometimes a horror movie just counterprogramming.
They don't have to,
released them.
I say if you get a chance, I don't think it's on your list, because I've asked you a couple times if you watch. It's Dracula on Netflix. It's three parts. It's 3 hours. And Dracula is played by one of my favorite British actors, Clay, C-L-A-Y, Clay Bang.
Clay Bang's in it?
Clay Bang's is Dracula. Yeah. And it's wonderful. It's
nice. Really
now we reach number one.
Number two is Let the Right One In. Did you guys see that? Or the remake, Let Me In?
No.
It's fantastic. This young girl is a vampire, and this bullied kid befriends her, and it's so great. It's excellent.
Oh, it's kind of like My Bodyguard, only with vampires.
Yes, okay. Scary and sweet and haunting. And then my number one, and again, these are my favorite, not necessarily the best.
Dark Shadows.
No.
No.
1985's Fright Night.
Oh,
Fright
that
Night is my favorite vampire
that
movie.
Is a great movie.
Yes,
that's a solid movie. Roddy McDowell and Chris Sarandon. Chris Sarandon's vampire. Yeah, oh, mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
Roddy McDowell was allegedly the Arnold Palmer, if you will, of Hollywood.
Is that right?
He and Milton Berle, huh?
Yes, the Milton Berle in the Comedy Hall of Fame of
yeah.
And as we just learned, Arnold Palmer now in that Hall of Fame. Yeah, Roddy McDowell apparently. Oh. Huge.
Big honk.
And apparently, the nicest guy in Hollywood.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, yeah. He's in my favorite vampire movie.
The Frank Langella.
I like it, yeah.
Doesn't make it?
No, it doesn't. It's a tad dry for me, but...
that was very sexy.
I do like it. Oh, sure, yeah.
No Blackula?
Dude, Blackula is great.
Percy Rodriguez... as Dracula, beautiful voice.
How do you guys know all this
stuff? Does a lot of voiceover work. Yeah. One of my heroes.
No at First Bite?
I like Love at First Bite with George Hamilton.
I say Artie Johnson ruins the movie.
Is he in it?
Oh, he's, what's
his name? He's Renfield, isn't he?
Renfield, oh. Yeah.
Yes, master.
Oh, there, Ganja and Hess. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Uh-uh. With Dwayne Reddy from Night of Living Dead. And that's a wild.
So, Blackula, is there a whole series?
There's two. And then I think Scream, Blackula Scream. Is that the second
absolutely.
One?
Absolutely, yeah. That's right.
But Blackula is actually a good, it's decent.
It is.
It's good.
Did they do a similar...
that was about 72 or something.
Somewhere around there.
Is there a similar spin with the werewolf franchise?
Oh, I'm trying to think of a black werewolf.
Is there a Blackenstein?
I don't think so.
I don't know if there's
I'm
a black Frankenstein.
If there is.
Ace, maybe
there
this
must
is,
be.
Get the pen out.
Because Blackula was a hit, so they could have gone and...
At a time when they didn't think it would be a hit.
Yeah.
It was a surprise.
Wesley Snipes was the hunting vampire.
Blade.
Yeah. Oh, he's...
And he was like at least half vampire in it. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, he's in the Deadpool Wolverine.
Blade shows up in that.
Oh, I'm getting lost.
It's kind of like a roster.
Very, very complicated.
Well, I hope
stuff.
It wasn't too boring. Those are my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, are you going to post those somewhere?
Sure.
Okay, also posted the staff here as zombies. You can check that out on our various social media.
Eventually, I do a whole series of my favorite zombies, my favorite ghosts, my favorite aliens, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I tried starting, and I really, really royally screwed it up. So I will.
I think we've created the possibility for Ace. Maybe you could write. Blackenstein.
I'll get on that.
Blackenstein.
Right after he gets his window fixed in his car.
If it hasn't been done, I can't.
Well, I'm sitting in the waiting room waiting.
I would think it would be. I can't imagine it hasn't been done already.
Yeah. I just don't know of it. So.
Yeah.
That was really.
Did you see the one about the accountants, Steinenstein? it's terrifying. The opening scene, there's no blood, but the IRS shows up to audit a guy.
Yeah. We'll find blood, they say.
No, too soon?
Really, that was the 70s, that was really a golden time for like all the blaxploits.
Absolutely.
Gun and all the Jim Brown movies and...
Yeah.
And the
Superfly.
There are some legit great movies.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I happen to know something you guys probably don't
Shaft.
Know. As much as I hate politics, I did a little research on this. And do you know who's behind the canceling of Daylight Savings Time right now?
I don't.
Vampires.
Oh, of course they are.
That's right. I can start at 5 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
Get starker early, you see.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
But now I've got a surprise for you guys.
I don't know.
Yes. Pizza?
It's not pizza. Look at the big screen. Oh. Look who's here again.
I wish I was pizza.
Hi, Ed.
Then you could eat me, Ace.
Well. There you go.
Ed Septicare, the plumber who'll bang your pipes, never your wife.
Hey, Ed.
I'm usually on call 24/7, but you know what they say, turds never sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I think Neil Young said that.
Turds
never sleep?
I think it might be.
Yeah, he's a great American hero.
He's Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You got the joke. I got a cease and desist from my HOA about my candy commode on the front porch, so now I have to pass out candy to my kids in my neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The one thing I can't stand when the kids are too old to trick or treat.
Yeah.
So I've created a helpful guide to let you know who deserves the big full-size candy bars.
Oh, okay.
And who don't. You know, a bunch of trick-or-treaters are too old when you hold out the bowl of candy and they fish around the bowl looking for the last pack of Nicorette gum. You know they're too old to trick-or-treat when they take a shortcut across your lawn in their new Tesla.
Yeah.
Too old to trick-or-treat when they have to notify their probation officer of their whereabouts. You know you're too old to trick-or-treat when you're actively breastfeeding a baby.
Yeah.
When their shoe wear of choice is on clouds.
Yes.
They're too old to trick or treat. When they say trick or treat, if their voices are three octaves lower than Ace Cosby's,
trick or treat.
Too old to trick or treat. If they say to their friends, this is more fun than the weekend at the AVN Awards with all them hookers. Too old. Instead of throwing toilet paper in your tree, say heave Preparation H wipes.
Oh, boy, those are old people.
You know they're too old.
Yeah, yeah, got the H.
When the fat kid's mask is the same one he uses for a CPAP machine.
The kid has sleep apnea. He's so fat.
Too old. Finally, you know a bunch of trick-or-treaters are too old when the home detention monitor on their ankle isn't part of their costume. Happy Halloween, and don't forget what my granddaddy always told me. Blood's thicker than water, but a bloody stool can cut short a hot night of sex.
Septic. I've heard that.
The plumber don't give a flush.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah. Some folksy wisdom from Grandpa. Something about a bloody stool.
Okay.
No, elsewhere in sports.
Huh? Uncrustables are taking over the NFL, and the story has taken over NFL coverage. The Fabulous Athletic has found out which teams eat the most prepackaged peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the league. Everybody clear on what Uncrustables are?
The Fabulous Athletic sounds
like the Fabulous Moolah.
Sounds like a Richard Simmons tape.
It does.
You're watching the
Fabulous Athletic.
It's a good site. They put out good stuff. According to the outlet, the Athletic, NFL teams go through anywhere from 3,600 to 4,300 Uncrustables a week.
Holy cow!
The teams with the most per week Uncrustable consumption are... These numbers look low to me. But here we go. Denver Broncos, 700.
A week, okay.
A week. Well, according to the NFL teams, this is league-wide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the numbers are 3,600 to 4,300.
Mm-hmm.
And then individual teams.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Broncos, 700. Seahawks, 320. Jaguars, 315. Oh. Dolphins, 300 Uncrustables. And then the Falcons, 250.
But one is double all the others?
Yeah.
Right? Denver Broncos really like the Uncrustables.
Do you think it's the pot?
Bengals and...
It's like a Munchies thing? I assume Uncrustables are super popular among stoners.
Well, yeah. If you assume it, therefore it is true.
Just asking.
How many players on a standard team...
54 on the roster.
So 54 on the roster, so maybe...
But then you got to practice squad.
I was going to say, so let's say 80 people in the locker room.
Fine. Counting coaches, maybe closer to 90, sure.
Okay.
Do they let the practice squad guys eat anything?
Well, I would imagine. No, they starve them. We'll see what kind of athletes these guys are.
Yeah.
We'll see what his 40 time is if he haven't eaten in 3 days.
I mean, I would think if you were in the practice squad, you'd feel kind of like a second-class citizen.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, hey, coach, is it okay if I have that Uncrustable? I'm kind of concerned number five might want it.
Yes, but you can't unwrap it.
Okay.
See, now this makes no sense to me. The Bengals and the Saints tied in with the least Uncrustables at 50.
50?
Okay.
So why even bother counting them?
Yeah.
Those are rookie numbers.
If one team has 700. And
many a teenager goes through 50 in a week, wouldn't you say, Josh?
My son does.
50.
Okay, yeah.
Well, maybe not 50, but a lot.
Wow.
Isn't the key you're supposed to microwave them or something? They make them taste
really good. We had somebody email us, and I think it's the perfect way to prepare them.
I'm stealing Ace's line. I've never had an Uncrustable.
Are you serious?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Amazing.
I made them myself. I have a little Uncrustable maker.
Changed my life.
No, yeah. I did a little research on this.
Oh, you son of a... Are you going to mention this fact about Uncrustables?
I think it's fascinating.
Well, I know you do. Go ahead.
It's from the great company Smucker's.
Well, I think
they like Smuckers. It has to be good.
God, that's great.
Boy, that is your best impression.
It really does sound just like that guy.
Mason Adams.
I love Mason Adams.
I'll go ask Mrs. Pinchot.
That is very good.
He was Lou Grant. Okay.
Smuckers Uncrustables, quote, the pillowy peanut butter and jelly sandwiches found in the frozen aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Sales are about to hit $1 billion annually.
Okay.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah, to keep up with demand, the J.M. Smucker Company is opening a third Uncrustables plant. But what's interesting about this, the product lost money for more than a decade.
Yeah, that's, wow, that's something.
What's that doing? Sorry. The arc of business doesn't interest you, of course.
I thought you were gonna mention this. The Uncrustables eaten by the NFL in 1 year would cover 18 yards of a football field.
No, I wasn't going to mention that because I put that in your text.
Well, I wasn't going to read it because I thought it was stupid. And then you went off on this other tangent.
I think it's illustrative of the quantity of Uncrustables now, that are consumed.
Well, when you look at the price, you go, hey, I could just make my own peanut butter and jelly.
Well, you can make them, too, with the... There's a little machine thing that...
It told us.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah, we know.
You've
got one.
So you don't...
You don't get
none
of us have an Uncrustable machine.
You don't get the store-bought, so you're essentially rolling your own.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know how you're supposed to prepare them. You started to announce
You're supposed to microwave them, right?
What, 10 seconds?
When they're frozen.
Straight out of the freezer into the toaster.
Toaster?
Yes. Yep. Try it. It's fantastic.
Oh, no, because Josh, microwave does something.
If you were on a plane and you were served an Uncrustable and bit into it and broke a tooth, would you sue, just like the lady?
I would sue everybody.
Even because you're
the person sitting next to me.
So ignorant.
I would sue the person sitting next to me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.